Welcome to hour number three on this beautiful Monday afternoon, and we're about to dive into one of my favorite topics. By the way, brand new sponsor on the show is the Civilian Marksmanship Program. Shout out to the CMP. If you're not familiar with the Civilian Marksmanship Program, man, you need to get there. The Civilian Marksmanship Program is like epic cool, and I like to call the CMP Park down in Talladega a country club. Although it's open to anybody, there's no membership required. It is absolutely one of the most world-class gun ranges, shotguns, sidearms, long rifles, known distance, unknown distance, computerized. It's amazing. Indoor ranges, it's very cool. Check out the CMP. We're glad to have them as one of our very gun-friendly sponsors here on Right Side Radio. All right, let me jump in now. Third part of the Triple Dipper for the day, Live Free or Die. That's the name of this segment. You know me, man. It's hard to find a more gun-friendly radio show, but I do have a friend. April Marie Fogle is not only a radio person in and of her own right, had her own show for the longest time, but April is also an NRA lifetime member, and she agreed to just jump on in here and opine for a few minutes. So without further ado, April Marie Fogle, how you doing?
I am doing great. It is a great day. It's been a great week for the Second Amendment supporters across the nation. NRA just wrapping up its annual members meeting in Dallas, Texas.
Yeah, in fact, Trump spoke this weekend too, didn't he?
Trump spoke and was endorsed this weekend, really hammering home how bad this Biden administration has been for the Second Amendment. And the fact of the matter is, what a second-term Biden administration would look like is making some of our worst realities in terms of the Second Amendment, our worst nightmares a reality.
No, it's like every day there's a new attempt, whether it be through regulatory burdens, new rules and regulations, trying to pass laws by fiat with executive orders. The Biden administration is absolutely determined to try and crush the Second Amendment.
And they are, you know, it is amazing to me that they have gotten so soft on criminals and so hard on law-abiding citizens. I mean, the disconnect between we're just going to let loose everybody who commits a violent crime, just, you know, process them and let them go, versus we're going to take those who lawfully exercise their Second Amendment rights and we're going to criminalize their behavior and we're going to vilify them. It's really just a mind game that they win when it comes to the media. The media buys what they're selling every time.
Yeah, I mean, without fail. I mean, the media forgets this whole little pesky thing called the Constitution. The fact that we have this embedded in our constitutional rights in the Bill of Rights as number two is there for a reason. So let me ask you this. Did you get to hear Trump's speech? I saw clips of it. It looked like he was in rare form.
There was several moments where I was absolutely cracking up. You know, he talked a lot about lawfare and the way that he's been prosecuted, you know, across the country. But he kind of had a little bit more fun with it with an NRA members meeting. And it was a lively crowd. The thing about the NRA is that these are people who value their constitutional rights and they vote and they get out and they get excited. You mentioned I'm an NRA life member, but I'm also an NRA frontline volunteer, which is someone who reminds my friends how important that Second Amendment vote is. And Trump got out there, he energized the crowd. He talked about, you know, being an even stronger Second Amendment supporter in his second term. He talked about firing the head of ATF, which is huge, and really went after Biden for his attack on the Second Amendment.
Well, and Biden's got a brand new rule, and I'm going to be diving into this a little bit more, too, after you and I have our chance to conclude our comments. But that new rule is designed to close what they like to call a loophole, the gun show loophole. And truth be told, it's not going to have the effect they think it is. What kills me is that they constantly ignore the fact that the people who are causing the criminal acts with guns are criminals who already don't care what laws they put in place about guns.
Exactly. I like to say no gangbanger in the history of the nation has ever woke up in the morning and thought, I'm going to go shoot a rival. Oh, wait, that's against the law. I can't carry my firearm concealed. Nobody who's buying a permit is out there just waiting for their application to go through to commit a crime. They are criminalizing behavior that's ridiculous. If you want to, if you've got a firearm and you upgrade it, you decide to change something for whatever reason, and you want to sell your neighbor your firearm, maybe you've got a collection and you're going to sell off some of them. That's your right to do so. And the ATF is trying to criminalize that behavior. I applaud Steve Marshall. He signed on for one of the many lawsuits fighting that rule. And yesterday, Texas, who has a separate lawsuit, they got an injunction against it, against the new rule.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And yeah, Steve Marshall has done a great job of pushing back on a lot. I featured a couple of his pieces in a different segment earlier in today's show. But hey, let me ask you this, and I don't know if you know anything about it or not. So if you do, just jump on in. But we got two different organizational efforts, all right? So on the Republican side, the Trump campaign has organized, they're calling it Gun Owners for Trump. It's a whole coalition of gun rights activists and folks who work in the firearm industry. On the opposite side, Biden has formed what he calls the White House Office of Gun Violence Prevention, which is designed to put gun controls in place. What do you know about the Gun Owners for Trump coalition? Anything at all?
So he announced that this weekend at the NRA during his speech. He talked about making a coalition, making a place where Trump supporters, and I think they're selling Second Amendment merch, and they're going to be targeting specifically get out the vote efforts for Second Amendment supporters. And, anything they do to get out the vote, especially in states where people, they lean to be more moderate, but they do not want you going after their guns. And we have seen exponentially sales of firearms increase as our safety, public safety, has decreased, and crime has increased in a lot of areas. And so I'm all for it. Anything that is going to get Second Amendment voters and show them, just keep them informed on what Biden's doing and how Trump would defeat that. To me, that's a win.
No, I totally agree. And by the way, not to forget, there's actually a third party candidate in this, Robert F. Kennedy. And what I did not know until I read an article today was at one point Kennedy had actually called the NRA a terror group. Are you familiar with that?
Oh, I did see that. And he here's the thing about and that's one of the things Trump said during the speech, is that Kennedy had called the NRA a terror group. People use this against the NRA. When I worked in the building last year, when I went to headquarters, there were days in which there were individuals outside protesting outside the NRA headquarters, and their signs would say things like, "You have blood on your hands." And it's just this group of individuals vilifying something they don't understand. And it's really, quite honestly, it's sad, because I don't have blood on my hands. You don't have blood on your hands. Shockingly, I've owned a firearm since I was 18, 19 years old, and it's never shot anyone, because it's not about the instrument. It's about the individual. It's not about the rights. It's about the actions of people. And so, anybody who calls NRA a terror group should just stop, be avoided, and you should question their intellect.
Yeah, I'm a firm believer that actual gun control, true gun control, recalls getting a good sight picture, regulating your breath, and squeezing the trigger. That's gun control, in my opinion.
That's exactly right.
Magazine fed or otherwise, it doesn't matter to me. So we got Trump speaking. We got Biden doing his thing, though. And I also just saw, and I'll talk about it more later, but I also just saw that I think it's Maryland's governor just signed a new law trying to mimic what Biden is doing on the national level to set up his own version of a gun control agency within the state. You familiar with that at all?
So here, the left is so intent on the destruction of the Second Amendment. What they are doing is they are looking for every workaround they can possibly do. And we saw this with COVID, right? They declared a public health emergency and then took away every right you could think of. And this is what they're doing. They're using these executive offices to try to usurp rights, and they should rightfully be beat back. And when we think about Trump and Trump's success, let's not forget, these things are going to all be appealed to the Supreme Court, And Trump put people on the Supreme Court who value the Constitution and the rights, and they will continue to defeat these measures.
Well, it still stands to reason that a good guy with a gun can stop a bad guy with a gun any given time. But if a good guy doesn't have the gun, he won't. And the, you know, the other argument is, if bad guys have guns, that's one thing. But when bad guys have cars and knives and bats, they don't outlaw those. It's just like the firearm has somehow drawn the attention, and it's become, it's almost like abortion issue. It's more than just the issue. It's like a heartfelt passion for the liberals to try and go after it. And we have got to stay on our toes.
They need a boogeyman, and the NRA has for so long been that boogeyman, because the NRA is effective. It goes across political spectrums. People from every walk of life, every income, every background, they support the Second Amendment, and they understand, even if they don't own a firearm, that encroaching on the Second Amendment just is a gateway to infringing on all the other rights.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, listen, April Murray, thanks for making some time today, and we'll have you back on again sometime soon. In fact, I got, I might need to guest host sometime in the near future. I have your number.
Yeah, perfect. And I'm going to hold you to that and the t-shirt.
Okay. All right. Good enough. All right. April Marie Fogel, NRA lifetime member. Thank you much. We appreciate you. All right. We're going to take a break now. We'll take this break. We'll come right back, and I'm going to stay on it. Live free or die. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.